What's up, guys? Here we are on another episode of the Premier Podcast, powered by Premier Mortgage Lending. We have our good friends from the New England Cartel, Rob, Calvin, Tyson. You guys messed me up with the new seating arrangement. Welcome, guys. Welcome back.
How you doing?
Good
How
to be doing? Back.
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Loving the summer.
Is it any different for you guys? Or is it like same thing year round? Like what you're doing?
The schedule is the same, but it's definitely more enjoyable getting to and from the sessions, and then off time is more to do. They went to the beach the other day, like to get some sun outside.
You give them a couple hours off.
I do, because they get a couple hours off. I get a couple hours off.
So that's good. That's good.
He's still working.
Right. So we haven't had any fights recently. Rob's recently it was about a month ago. Yes, so sir. You won, right? That's four in a row, right?
Yes, sir.
Let's go.
Four wins in a row. Awesome. Yeah, man. Where are we ranking now?
Third still. So we're still ranked third.
Pretty fucking awesome.
So yeah, nice. Right around there. One or two more fights, we're gonna bring that belt back. So
there we go. Right. Do we have anything coming up?
No. Right now we're just in like a, I always call it like a meat and potatoes camp, like a holding pattern, where we're just, you know, getting our sessions in, training, staying ready for if the call comes. But you know, we got another month of just doing that with Calvin. Then we'll be ready to book a fight, hopefully in October.
Yeah. It's been what, 6 months for you about?
Mid-July, I'll be six. Yeah.
Too long.
Right. Yeah, too long. Exactly. Yeah, I can't wait.
So last time you guys were on, you were telling me that, you know, you kind of just get the call, right? So, but you just said booking a fight. So you can – how does that work?
It's different when, like, just when you're healthy and ready to book, then the call can come whenever. But you – you know, when you're coming off either an injury or something like that, or like you need a break, then you let the UFC know, hey, we're not available till this time.
Oh,
and then
okay.
You reach out a certain time, you say, hey, we're available. So in a perfect world, we fight in October, but that could parlay into November, December. But, you know, we're keeping our fingers crossed, hoping October works out.
So in a month or so, you say, all right, we're feeling good, we're ready to go. And then whenever that call comes, the call comes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm more focused on the training right now. And just, you know, eventually the fight date's going to come. If I just focus on the training, I'll be ready. So, yeah, I'm getting working with Rob after he's fresh off his W. He's already back in the gym. It's good. Yeah, vibe's good in the gym right now.
Awesome. What do you do for time off after the fight?
Not much.
Just a couple days, a week?
Not much. Just hung out at the house. And
just like the diet changes. But
that's
like,
it.
You are who you are. You know,
what do you give yourself like a little bit of, like with the diet, give yourself like a little bit of a break so you can loosen up a little bit?
Right? Big break.
Big
break. I never get a break from my diet.
But you're looking good. Me too. We're doing all right. That's cool. So what's training look like now? Like at this time of year when you guys are just getting ready, kind of
same. It's just we're just kind of cutting out, like maybe hard sparring, things like that.
Yeah.
But other than and maybe like crazy hard conditioning. It's more so getting the conditioning from the sports specific training that we kind of go hard at.
Yeah.
But other than that, we're still hitting our 2-3 days and like I said, momentum's high right now. Rub coming off a big win.
Yeah.
And you know, he's got us all chomping at the bit to get back in there.
Right. Get you pumped up. Ready to go after watching that.
After seeing that, it's tough. You got front row seat.
Awesome.
You get the itch. Man.
Yeah. We had a party here that night watching. We had, maybe 20, 25 people up here. You know, watched you kick some ass. So that was fun. That was cool.
It was a good night. It was a good
How'd that
night.
Feel? I remember last time you were talking about, you know, the smell, the gloves, the lights when you're going down, getting ready to get in the ring.
I felt all that. Plus, but I got to do it for 5 rounds. So it was fun. It was nice to kind of see him kind of like stop. He just stopped. Like he wasn't like, not necessarily stop, like he quit, but like he wasn't coming for it like I thought he would. He was on the back foot the whole time. Yeah. It was all right, we're doing something right, so we just keep doing it. And we just kept the pressure on him. And then
when did you sense that in the fight that he was kind of backing off? He was
like mid second round,
pretty early.
I was like, all right, you still got a couple more rounds, and he just kind of like turned into a different fighter. And I was like, all right, let's go.
Yeah,
and I just picked it up and just kept picking it up and got to the third round. I've been in a 3-round fight before, then finally got to the fourth round. I was like, I'm just getting started. I just picked it up a little more, and then he was a little close on the fifth round, but after that, it was all right. It was kind of like, all right, let's see how much we can push here without overdoing it and without getting caught with something big. But there were times where I just wanted to do more, but I just stopped. But
what do you mean, like, when you say, you know,
like staying, like, so, like you, if you, like, watch the fight again, you hear Tyson call him to either be in a certain range, so we have like an A range, a B range, or a C range, and he wanted me to stay out in C range a lot, right?
Distance you're talking?
As far as distance, yes.
Okay.
So, you know, then like, but that B range is where like the big knockouts happen. So it's right. kind of like you want to be in there, but with a guy like Cody, it's tough because you don't want to be there too long. So the smart plays always stay on the outside.
Right, so pick it could apart, be one good punch moving. And you're knocked out.
Exactly. So it's kind of like, and that could have happened first round or the fifth round. So right. it's kind of like we're walking that tightrope the whole time. And it was like, I know I'm winning the fight, but if I stay here a little longer, maybe something big happens, but maybe I get knocked out. So it was more about being real disciplined, just not be there as long. And you know, I think I showed that part. It was cool, but it was just still like, ah, just stay there a little longer, see what could have happened. But that could have went left real quick.
That's got to be tough because you're trying to, like, you know, you're fighting. You're in the middle of a fucking fight. Yeah. And meanwhile, you're thinking the whole time, too. You know what I mean? Like, all right, distance this way. I want to come in, but not too far in. So that's got to, I mean, a lot of people, I think, don't think of it that way. I know I wouldn't have. You know what I mean? Don't talking to you guys here. That much thought is going into each second of the fight. Meanwhile, you're trying to just protect your face from getting blasted with a punch.
Yeah.
You know?
People just see the tip of the iceberg in the game.
Yeah.
Man, this level is definitely...
It was fun. It was, you know, I had fun out there. I could hear, I it was a lot of like I knew who was winning just by hearing his corner, like how they turned it from, instead of giving him great instruction, they were just like cheering him on, like trying to motivate him.
Right, trying
of, like,
to pump him back up.
Get him, yeah, they're trying to like, hey, you could do this. Like, you can really, you could take a win. It was like, instead of giving him clear advice, and it was like, all right, so we got him. And then the way he kept backing up, was like, all right, you just got to be smart. So, that, doing the whole five rounds for the first time.
Well, that's the first time you've gone.
First time going five rounds like that.
It's got to be fucking exhausting.
Felt great. I got some body shots in there. You know, got the again. Like, it was perfect because we literally called it. Like, he called it exactly how we were going to do it. And it was just going to basically be off the jab, and everything else came off the jab. And it just worked out perfect. Like, just as without having the finish, but everything else, like, that's how you win the fight, you know?
Right.
Like, I feel like I could have went in there and got reckless and got risky and tried to look out for that crazy knockout, get the bonus and all that, and that's cool. But I feel like I showed a lot more maturity this one, just like, all right, that's cool and all that. But
right.
put that to the side and win the fight.
Say bonus, what, you got a bonus for a knockout?
There's a performance of the night and a knockout of the night bonus. And,
oh, right, yeah.
Like, so, like, that's always in the back of your mind. Like, if you're like, sure. Let me try to get this guy out as soon as possible. And then, like,
extra 50K.
It's a 50K. Oh, okay. My bad. So, yeah, there's an extra 50K if you get that bonus. And
but at the same time, by going for it, you might
lose.
Knock out.
You might lose your win money.
You lose your win. Right. So it's kind of like, you lose more than you get.
Yeah. But, so, yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we showed discipline. We showed, like, you know, like, I do have the best jab in the MMA, so it was kind of like, just go out there and put it out there, and like, there hasn't been a fighter out there that touched him that many times
awesome.
In a fight, and it was like, all right, perfect. Like, just then he's kind of like reassured, like, I can do this to him, like, the rest of these guys, they're fucked, man. Like, I'm gonna keep repeating the process over and over and over, so it's kind of like, I'm excited for the next one. I'm like, super excited for the next one, because not only that, like this kid, he was fast. He was real fast.
Yeah, he was.
And it was kind of like, once I figured out the range of my footwork, I was like, he's fast, he can hit hard, but I have him where I need him, and just kept touching him with the jab and coming off of that. But, yeah, I'm excited for the
That's
next
awesome.
One. I can't wait.
That's awesome. You said something that made me think. So you said, we'll do the – look at this guy.
Got you.
He's a great coach, but he helps you with lint on the shoulder.
He's man of many hats.
No, so you said, you know, do the same thing, right? So you get the jab down, super fast jab. You know, you really figured it out in that fight. What do you guys think about, like, you know, going to the next fights, right? If you do this, if you have the same game plan, right, is it one of those things where you just know you're so good at that and you have confidence in that you can essentially say, I'm doing the same fucking thing again, and the competition can know it and still get beat?
I think it's like two things. It's like, yeah, you could just have an ego and do that. And just say, hey, we're going to go in, like, good luck beating our jab.
But right. That's
that
what
opens
I'm saying.
You up because they're going to have a plan for that. Every time we
right.
go in, we kind of have an idea of what their plan for the jab's going to be.
Yep.
And then we figure out how to, like, pull that out and
okay.
then counter that and then get back to our jab. So we're kind of like, they're going to spend 8 weeks planning for, like, all right, well, Rob jabs, we're going to do this. And then we go out and we don't jab right away. And then we feint the jab. We pull out that counter. and then we counter their counter. And then now he just spent 8 weeks doing something that we're not letting him play.
Yep.
And he's like, well, what do I do? And next thing you know, we're just jabbing his face off. And then he's frustrated, forgets what his original plan was. And then, like Rob said, then his coaches are like, go, you can do this. Great. And there's just different ways. Like, you know, when we fought Ricardo Lamas, Calvin has an amazing jab too.
Yeah.
And we knew that he comes from a good camp. They'd have a plan for it. And we said, listen, we're just keep feinting the jab early. Don't even do it. Like, just keep feinting the jab, pull out his counter. And we did the same thing with Cody. And within, I would say, within the first 15, 20 seconds, we knew what their plan was for our jab.
Really?
It was going to be leg kick or wait for us to, they call it trailing, trail out to his power. Okay. And then they were going to wait for us to come and then step in with a big overhand right. So right away, me and Jake, we figured out what their counter was to our jab.
Yep.
And then we just played into that. So then we made an adjustment. And then once you take that away, they kind of like, oh, shit, this kid is really long. He does really have a good jab. Don't get hit by it. And then now all of a sudden, they're moving backwards.
Then they're backing up.
And then when they do decide to go, it's like slow motion to him. Like, he sees this big wind-up coming.
Where you just see it.
And you just come, and it's like you're in the Matrix, kind of. And but that all comes with just being prepared for the fight. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's him and Cody that's in there. But I'm not freaking out. Like, Mark Henry is his coach, and he's supposedly the best strategist in MMA. And he gets all these accolades and stuff. And I really felt like we went in there more prepared with a better plan. And even though we were winning every round, because you'll notice, like, after rounds, the cameras will always go to the side that's losing to see what adjustments they're making. So we didn't get a lot of camera time in that fight because we were winning. So, but I felt like hearing their adjustments and then knowing the adjustments that we were making, even when we were winning, I felt like we 100% we outcoached them. We came in more prepared. We outcoached them, and I think that's a big feather in his cap. And I feel like it was a big feather in our team.
Yeah, it felt like they didn't believe. They're like, there's no way he's gonna, like, oh wait, you jab him. Like, it was like they didn't really believe that, like, stating that we're gonna out jab you.
Right.
Is gonna be something. Like, oh yeah, everybody hits by a jab.
You're gonna take it serious next time.
Yeah. I felt like I'm like, wait, that's different. Like, it felt different every time I touched him. Like, you know, and he's an experienced boxer. You know, he has a lot more, way more experience.
31-1 as an amateur boxer.
Oh, no shit.
So, like, so he's like, he's been hearing, oh, I'm going to out jab you for since he was young. So it's kind of like to see, but then to feel it and to deal with it.
With a 4-ounce glove.
With a 4-ounce glove, it's a whole different ball game. And then now you're adding everything else to it. It's like, and it's so basic. That's what makes it worse. It's like, it's so basic.
And every time, like, fuck, you know what I mean? Like, every single time is another one.
It's advanced basics, though. Rob's got another level with the basics, you know? It's something to
now, is that
to
the say.
What's in his movement, you know, he's got great movement. The way he faints a lot, it's tough to get a beat on it. You never know when it's coming, and, you know, it's tough to stop. You think that everyone's got the same jab. You talk about a jab, but not everyone's jab's the same, you know? And his setups, he's really good with it, so.
But I think it's it's obviously.
Sounds basic.
Yeah, so he's just hit him with the jab.
But if you,
man, you want to talk, you talk about, like, the tip of the iceberg, that's just one punch, and that's the tip of the iceberg with just that one strike.
Right.
You know what I mean? We're not even talking the rest of the fight or the rest. It was just off that one, you know.
Yeah, that's
actually the whole difference in the fight.
Like, video on Rob, like, all right, like, let's try to take his jab away. It's like, let's counter his jab. All right, you counter his jab, but he feints the jab. He's knocking out with a knee.
Yeah,
he's coming with a head kick. He can wrestle. He's coming with that big right hand. You look what he did to Thomas Almeida, fake the jab, and then hit him with a big right hand, and then he's, you know, and then he finishes him with a high kick.
Like, it's kind of like phase one is the jab, and if you can't get past that, we're going to stay in phase one.
Because that's working.
Yeah, it's working. But you get past phase one, you think, and you know, he's got other levels and other things behind it, but and we wanted to all see it too, but he stayed on the gas smartly in the fifth, didn't force it, because you can't force a knockout, like he's saying. Sometimes you make a mistake like that, and he stayed sharp. But he also didn't, like, lay off the gas, which some guys will do, and now you allow the guy, like he said, he had him on his back foot the whole fifth round. But if he kind of let off, maybe he got on his front foot and pushed the pace a little. So we're all kind of probably stayed on the gas.
Well, like, backing off if you're feeling overconfident?
No, you're up four rounds. Why do you got to move
just
forward?
Just run around.
Yeah, just move around.
Don't
dance
get
around.
Right.
But then you got this guy feeling aggressive.
That's so fun to watch.
Yeah. You know?
And then
but
you get that, too. Yeah, you get that, too. Everybody knows. You're like, oh, all right, he won.
But. Yeah, I know. But at the end of the day, man, we get on the next one. Yeah, you get the knockout on the next one.
You
got to,
like,
it is what it is.
Do it without, like, in a fun way, you know?
Right. Right.
I'm always going for the finish, like, you know, aside from the bonus is nice, but honestly, it's usually after, like, my checkpoints mentally are like, I'm healthy. And then, you know, we're like, oh shit, what just happened? It's crazy. And then that bonus comes next, and you're not even thinking about it at that point. But I was going to say in the with coasting, you know, just trying to get the W, aside from trying to always go for the finish, in the Ige fight, I remember I had a broken nose, and I think he clipped it in the second pretty good, so I felt the same emotions, just like, hey, let's just keep our foot in the gas, stay behind the jab, not, you open up for the knockout, and we get clipped in the nose, probably nice again, so.
Right. Do you feel pain when you're in those fights?
No? It's like a car crash. In the moment, like, you feel it, but it's not like, it's you know something's happening, but you just not like until like literally like
it's like a maybe. Kick right between the legs. Right. It just gets worse that you know, with time.
Right. But the adrenaline's probably pumping so much, right? That it's crazy. You're not really being like, oh fuck, my nose is broken.
Yeah, you know, it's like you know something's wrong, but you don't really feel it until like 10 minutes afterwards.
Something's definitely wrong. I've been punched in the face 300 times.
I'm telling you, we sit right in the back with the medicals, like instantly they sit you down, you see a doctor.
Everything.
And then, like, you think you're good, right? And then all of a sudden, like, you try getting out of the seat after they do, like, the 5-minute checkup, 10 minutes, like, the signing. Yeah. And you're like, oh, like, And then you walk around the concrete. If you ain't smart enough to bring your sandals, you barefoot, and you get this concrete. Sounds weird, but that should beat you up after you're walking all over the arena and doing, like, press. And I was like, yeah, you got to get some slides. That's where the good corner comes in. It doesn't end when the fight ends. It ends when you're back at the hotel.
Yeah,
with
details.
Some food. Yeah, some details, food, man. And these eight. There ain't nobody better than the details than us, man. You know?
Right? It's got to be so going into these fights, right? It's just making me think as you're talking about that, like how you're feeling after the fight. Do you eat leading up to the fight during the day, or what do you do? Because I'm thinking afterwards, when your body's all fucked up and you're feeling exhausted, are you like able to eat? And what do you do to make yourself feel better again after?
So after the fight, definitely.
All the are off.
It's always room for pizza.
It's always room for pizza. Right. But,
What a 48 hours, though, no? Like, you talk about the day before.
Yeah, we didn't talk about that last time. Talk about that.
You're cutting, like,
so then, yeah, so you go from, like, not eating and not eating. You're eating. It's like everything's weighed out. It's small portions. It's kale. It's, you know, like,
and that's
healthy.
For how long leading up to the fight?
Probably, like, 6-7 weeks for sure. Like, at least, like, strong for, like, 6-7 weeks. And then you make the weight. And then you start eating up, and then you kind of like eat healthy, and you kind of
because you weigh in what day before?
Yep. So you weigh in the day before. You make the weight. You'll eat healthy. I always eat healthy, and then I kind of like have like a little cheat towards the end of the night, and then I'll wake up.
What does that mean? Like eat healthy, like a little cheat,
like a strawberry shortcake, like ice cream, something like that, or like a piece of like so like whatever he has and like whatever he's eating, I'll have like a little piece
after
of
weigh-ins.
After the weigh-ins. And then
that's after weigh-ins.
So wait, so you guys are eating weighed out chicken and kale
leading
and
into weigh-ins,
and you're eating whatever the fuck you want.
Oh, it's horrible, man. He's gonna be all
torture.
Up. Yeah.
Hey,
and then you ask him how it is. Never satisfied.
It's okay.
It's okay. And it's like if we could go to like a nice restaurant. It's a great high end dessert. He'd rather like the Little Debbie, you know, or anything at a gas station.
Big gas station.
I'm easily pleased, but also easily upset.
God knows what he wants.
I'm a cheap date.
All right. So the day before you're eating well. You have some type of a small cheat at night,
and then wake up, eat breakfast the day of the fight.
Yeah.
And usually for me, it's just like a small snack fight. And then after that, it's just a free for all. I'm just eating anything I can grab.
During the day?
Yeah, during the day. So I usually eat
after the fight, he's saying.
After the fight.
So I'll wake up, eat breakfast, have like a small snack, fight. And the moment I get back to the hotel, it's like just go.
Because what is it? You know, a day or so that you're off the rails like that and then right back at it?
Maybe like 2 weeks.
I always wanted to write down the shit that I ate just to like look at it on paper, you know, because you just kind of go through it and you don't realize maybe how much you ate. Like, I actually want to write it down and just journal like 24 to 48 hours of what I eat after a fight.
Just everything.
Yeah, it's we're usually going.
It's never like what you know what I mean? Thought you would eat during the camp. So like during the camp, all right, I'm gonna eat this, I want to eat that. 100%. I forget that, I want to go to this restaurant. And I'll get done with the fight, and I forget all about that. I just go to like the basics.
Whoever's closest.
Yeah, and I just grab that. But
I like my routine restaurants around here too. I kind of get in a schedule of, you know, yeah. like your Italian spot around
where
here.
Where are you
definitely Ralphie's like? Cafe down the street.
Ralphie's?
Ralphie's is the go-to. We actually sign contracts here and go for post-fight wins.
Really? Nice. Yeah,
we were going just for post-fight wins, but we liked it so much, we just started signing contracts there.
Any excuse to get back.
Yeah, so we go there and then, you know, bounce around my favorite food spots, but a lot of times you go through these camps and you can't really eat out, you right. know what I mean? So they all kind of get put on the back burner. But after every fight, I got to make my rounds again.
Yeah, so you need at least a couple weeks to make all your
yeah,
rounds.
Yeah, you got
to
make your rounds. Right? And then you kind of settle out, and then you get back to a happy medium.
So how disciplined are you? Like right now, right? Last 6 months, when you haven't been, you know, training for a fight or fight ready, like you said, right? What's the diet look like? Are you still pretty strict all the time? Fairly strict?
Borderline, I like to eat healthy most of the time, unless, as long as I'm training pretty consistently, like multiple times a day. Really, I'm not so focused on the diet right now.
Right.
I'm trying not to think about it so much, even though I just like to somewhat eat healthy overall.
Right.
And I just kind of cheat a little bit, but I work out, you know, and try to at least.
It helps your point, performance too, working out.
Well, and just the mental. It's like the mental, like relaxing of trying to be on. Because when you fight, like I'm like over the top on point with like trying to. Just do it as best as possible, you know?
Right.
So when I try to give myself the mental break a little bit after, not worry so much, even though I just kind of coast around eating somewhat healthy for the most part consistently.
You eat like a whole watermelon a day.
Oh, that's something that many people probably don't know about me. And it's
big
every
watermelon.
Day.
You I'm a
big watermelon guy.
Really?
Yeah, I get one a day. I put down probably watermelon a day.
A
go for
watermelon?
The oval one. It's a female, right? And you got to get the one with like
the
a big yellow
watermelon
spot.
Is a female?
No. The oval, and the circular one. So I'm telling you how to pick out a good watermelon, man. You're going to go through the roof after this. The circular
now
watermelon.
Now we're getting to the real information.
Yeah, is a male, and the oval one, the oval-shaped watermelons, the big old ones, is a female. The female ones are better taste.
That's where it's at.
You got to get the yellow spot. Big yellow spot means it's ripe. It's been sitting there a while in the grass or field, wherever it comes from.
I prefer fields.
Yeah. and then you know, a little weight, it's heavy, juicy, and you're good to go. Not the worst thing, buying a watermelon, $10, whatever it is, $6, and then going all the way home, and then it not being a good one. So I try to do my due diligence, you know?
I've never heard someone talk so seriously.
Oh, man, one a day, you got to do it right.
Yeah,
so
literally every day, watermelon?
Every day. I get two, like when I go there, so I have one. I don't have to go to the market every day.
I'm not.
For real.
Wow, that's weird, but whatever. Well,
it's a lot of shit. Like, I don't know, like, you kind of, if that's my cheat at night, I'll pound a full watermelon because it gives you crave sugar and stuff.
Right.
I usually try to stay away
that's
from
good,
all that.
Like,
it
that's,
yeah,
if that's,
yeah,
if that's my cheat,
water,
yeah,
right?
it's just all water.
All day,
yeah, just so I eat that to the point where I'm just like, and I make sure I'm hydrated and I'm sick of it and I kind of can't really eat much.
Whatever works. Whatever works.
It is what it is. Big watermelon.
Hydrated.
I love it.
I love it. Do you have any weird things that you do? I can say that's a little strange.
This ain't a big watermelon crowd. Hey, slide in the comments if you like watermelon too.
Right?
Put the watermelon emoji
up. Yeah, sure.
Not really.
No.
No.
Like none that he wants to tell
you,
he
hots.
Means. None that he wants
I'll
to
eat,
tell
I'll
you.
Eat, I'll eat hot sauce. I'm going to go like to the extreme.
All right, I'll say something weird about it. Hey, he's not a dressing guy. He's not a dressing guy.
Yeah,
or a condiment.
I can't,
that's
I
weird.
Can't, I don't,
no?
Big
no.
Dude comments,
no.
Dude.
No sauces, no nothing.
Ketchup, mustard.
No dressings on a salad, though. That's crazy, right?
That's terrible.
Yeah.
That's terrible. You're
going to
eat salad.
I'm like, damn, bro. He's a savage, though. He just eats it, even without dressing.
See, I'm not into salads. You need dressing.
Yeah, he'll just do it.
Can't do it. Oh, I just can't do it. I can do like olive oil and some sea salt on it. But
all right.
How hot is sambal, though? Like,
it's
pretty spicy, right?
Yeah, it's in the mid.
What is
sambal?
It's like
an Asian spice, like a paste,
like
a chili paste. I just throw that on everything. But
I'm addicted too now.
I mean,
I can't do like super spicy stuff like that.
So like, it's like for this paste is so like I guess strong that like whatever healthy food I'm having, even if it tastes bad, I just throw this bad one. It's like that's all I see.
And then it gives it something, right?
I'm good to go.
It's not so boring.
And I'm good to go, you know. And they're like, and I believe it helps the sweat go a little faster. So
yeah, all right.
Get the metabolism going, but
Well, you start sweating when you eat it, so I think so too. so fight week, you just start sweating.
You're cutting weight.
He doesn't have a lot of system in his the salt in his system. Yeah. Fight week, he starts pouring.
Yeah. He's real detailed when it comes to food. Like I'm just like, yeah, we'll try that. He's like, no, you gotta try this, and this is why. And here's the history behind the chicken parm.
What do you do? Research everything?
No, I mean, I'm in the know. I'm in the know.
Well, I mean,
from the
in all seriousness, you guys are professional athletes. You know what I mean? It's like it takes a lot of research and effort.
Yeah, and if you're going to eat it, I just want it to be good. It's got to be, it's got to be right.
It's got to be right. All right. So what's next for you guys, right? So what's up with what's next for the cartel? You have any new fighters coming up?
Yeah, so we have a couple young guys are both 1-0, Pags and Nick Fiore. We're trying to both get them both on July 16th in Springfield for CES. It's a local promotion.
Is that the
young guys?
I don't know what the venue is. But, yeah, both young guys, like 23, 24.
Nice.
Tom's birthday is tomorrow, so happy birthday, Tom.
Happy birthday, big dog.
Yeah, both 1-0. Tom's a 45er, Nick's a 55er. So those guys were kind of like modeling like what these guys are doing.
They're the real tall kid?
Tall, skinny kid.
Yeah, okay.
With a beard that he should shave. So those two guys are kind of mimicking what they're doing, like going through a training schedule together, trying to be main training partners all fight week. Nick's a 55er, Tom's a 45er, so same as them, not same weight class. So, like, those are the guys kind of the generation 2.0 of the cartel. And then, maybe down the road we'll have some guys coming in under them. But right now it's just focused on what these guys are doing right now, staying ready for, when the call comes. And then these young guys trying to get them ready for July 16th. We're just waiting on some names. We'll see who we're going to fight. But,
Those guys, local guys, too?
Tom lives in Haverhill, and then Nick lives in Hampstead, New Hampshire.
Oh, nice, yeah.
Yeah.
So right in the area.
Yeah, both big help with camps. Yeah. Behind the scenes, but, big help.
Now, are there many other teams like you guys in the UFC? Like where you got a group of fighters that are really working together to help each other? Because I think that's pretty awesome, especially with you guys, where, you're fighting almost the same weight class, and essentially you could be competition at some point, no?
I think there's other teams that kind of end up being like this. You could say, like, Chiesa's team, they're kind of like brothers, Like, there's teams that kind of smaller teams, but I think a lot of those teams are still built around a school that have a curriculum, and then, that's the thing, and then they have this fight team. It's like us, it's like we have a fight team, and everything's built around just the fighters. It's
not
like,
seems pretty unique.
It has nothing to do with a school or a business or anything like that. It's literally just these two guys have fights, and then obviously Nick and Tom now too. These guys have fights, and everything's focused on 100% them. The coaching staff is their coaching staff. It's not the gym coaching staff that also coaches them. Mm-hmm. It's like he has his coaching staff, they're pretty much the same. And everything that we do, like when we're in a session in camp for Rob, everybody that's in that room is there to help Rob. And the whole session is built around Rob's session.
That's awesome. So, you got a real team behind you. That probably helps you mentally.
100% when you're
trying to fight. It's us. You know what I mean? Yeah. Rather than just you alone.
Yeah.
Now, is there a chance that you guys can have a fight down the road?
Me and Tyson?
No, you and Tyson. I was looking at him to see what he would say.
Me and Rob, it was funny because back before I made it into the UFC and we're out in, was it the UK, right, for Rob's fight? His opponent pulled out and Tyson was trying to throw my fat ass at the time in there. I don't even know if I'm 35. I don't even know if that's possible.
You're saying that
I think it got the conversation going. Like if Calvin could make weight, I would put him in there. Like he said, that was his stance because it would get me into the UFC. Now we're both in the UFC. I have a 3-fight contract, whether I win or lose or something along those lines. So he was like really contemplating having us fight.
Yeah, we made a joke before. We're like, oh, if any of our opponents ever pulled out, like, would you ever feel comfortable? Because I think it was an example, like it had somewhere else in the UFC where someone threw their name in the ring and it was a teammate. And I was like, dude, I come from a wrestling background where, like, you wrestle against your teammates.
Isn't that funny, right?
I was like, so if they had the fight, and then I brought up, I was like, so if Rob's opponent ever pulled out, Tateki's a 25er, he could probably make 35 on short notice.
Right.
I was like, I would let Tateki fight him. And like, well, we couldn't do that. How would that work? I was like, well, I'm already here for Rob, so I would let Tateki know, hey, do you want this fight? If so, I'm cornering Rob. I'm already here with him. We'll corner against you, and then we'll still be all friends and teammates after.
Right.
But Tateki, most of the time, is going to say yes to that because it gets him in the UFC.
Sure.
Rob is like, do you want to get paid or not get paid?
Right.
You're going to say yes. And
I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
He's my boy.
Yeah, he's my friend. I'm not
like, but like, it's really up to him if he's comfortable with it or not.
Right.
So
you guys have control of that. UFC doesn't come to you and say, this is exactly what's happening? Or
you get a short leash to kind of make some decisions.
Yeah.
Like, Rob's had a bunch of opponents pull out, and oftentimes it'll be, do here's three guys. Which one do you want to fight?
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So like, and then the, you know, and you kind of feel like God in that. I'm God. Yeah. So you kind of like God in a situation where it's like, we picked Joey Gomez to fight. Yeah. Now Joey Gomez is a local kid, lives in. I think you trained.
Wait, can we go back to you saying you were God? What did you mean by that?
I think he meant just that. So we picked this kid, Joey Gomez, to fight, who was 6-0 at the time. And because we picked him, he got in the UFC. Right. Had we not picked him, maybe he never gets in.
Right.
You know, so it's kind of like you're playing people's careers. So
he's
going
to be giving people opportunities. Yeah. At the same time, it's like, do you pick someone else? Do you think it would be a better fight?
Right. So at that point, you just have to pick whatever you think is the easiest fight for your guy. And at the time, we thought that was Joey. And, you know, we ended up knocking him out, in the second round or something? Yes, sir.
Live in attendance. I was there. Yeah. My brother for his birthday had a 10.
So there's a little bit of...
took Rob, smart money bet Rob.
Yeah.
You get a little bit of leeway like that.
Yeah. So that's interesting. Because I didn't know if it would be like UFC said, all right, you two are fighting. And then you're training together and how that would work.
They could ask, like, hey, what do you think about this?
But it wouldn't be like... I've been trying to fight him in UFC 4, but they don't let different weight classes fight. I'm a little pissed off about it, honestly. We played the other day, but we were trying to play with each other to get up there.
And he couldn't?
So pissed. Like, oh, man, come on, man.
Yeah, you should be able to fight weight classes, you know, video game, but no.
They still won't.
So it looks like we'll never know. Never happened locally.
We're going to do it like Rocky in Apollo. Do it. Just nobody's going to see it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Now we get to do it every Saturday, man. That's what I was saying. I passed up the opportunity to fight him locally because now I get to fight him every Saturday.
That was way back, you said, right?
Yeah.
What happened then? You said that last time. How'd that not come together?
Tyson.
Oh, Tyson. Yeah. Tyson fucked it up.
Yeah, they're over accusing me of making him fight. I'm over here the reason they didn't fight.
True. Right? I guess you could say that.
Yeah, they were number one and two, arguably, depending on who's, you know.
Pull it up.
So they were number two and one and two in the rankings. CES wanted them to fight each other. Their coaches both wanted it. And I was like, no, this doesn't make sense. You guys need to train together.
Right.
You guys don't need to fight each other. You should both be in the UFC having success and helping each other, not fighting each other. So
yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Right. Well, that's awesome, guys. I love talking to you guys. I think it's super interesting, like hearing kind of like the behind the scenes. Because, you know, we watch the fights and we see it from like just the viewer side and not understanding what goes into it and like your mindset and how quick everything changes. It's, you just don't see it for what it really is, you know, and I think it's really, really cool to hear. So we're going to have a ping pong tournament here this afternoon.
I'm excited for this.
And I think I'm starting against you, Calvin.
Oh, man.
I'm not that good of a ping pong. Right? I'm not that good of a ping pong player, but neither are you. I saw you before we started
here. Easy.
Get him up.
I'm showing you the whole thing.
Like I said, maybe like you were set up the hustle. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens.
I got in the trunk. I'm going to grab it when this wraps up.
What'd you say?
I got my own ping pong.
Oh, you got your own kit? You're going to bring it in with you? Your own paddle and balls.
He's a professional, right? Man.
Just hustling us up.
On record, saying I probably will lose my first match, and I'm okay with it.
You know, we're all competitive people.
I'm not going to say it, but I will say I probably only played 5 times in my life. but I'm confident. I'm confident.
It sounds like he's setting up excuses as to why he might lose. You know, you got to go into it confident, 100%. You know, that's what I'd say. I'm gonna say I'm gonna kick your ass.
Yeah. I'm just trying to ruin whoever I play. If I do beat them, I want to ruin their confidence moving
forward. Tyson's just going for the death cup.
Yeah,
the whole time he's trying to win. That's his only chance. Fair enough.
So let's go do it, fellas.
Let's get it.
All right, thank you guys for coming on again. Of course. Super fun. Looking forward to doing next time. Looking forward to seeing you guys fight hopefully soon. So hopefully what? August.
October, hopefully.
October, sometime in the fall.
Yeah.
You're probably a good 6-7 months out, right?
At least October, too. I'm trying to get on the same card.
Let's go. I'm ready to go. Let's do it. Big party that night. You know? Awesome, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
See you guys.